They either work incredibly well or are a total disaster. A meager 12% survive into the third generation, and I knew of some family ventures that had caused irreparable damage among parents, siblings. I never questioned my passion for real estate or my love for my family, whether the timing and the decision to combine them were right for me. Women in real estate development were, and sadly still are, somewhat rare. Perhaps some of my reservations stemmed from the fact that I'd only ever known of a handful of women at the highest ranks in their industries. The one who mattered most to me, of course, was, and still is, the most capable woman I know, my mother. When I was 8 or 9, I would sometimes accompany her on construction site visits to the iconic Plaza Hotel in New York. As the top executive in charge of its redevelopment, she would meticulously inspect each inch of the prior day's work, impeccably dressed, in full makeup and 4-inch high heels, while I would run the hallways and explore the hotel. For me, it was great fun, but for my mother, it was all business. She had extraordinarily high expectations, not just for others, but for herself, and people rose to the occasion. It was my mother, unapologetically feminine in a male industry, who first embodied and defined for me what it meant to be a multidimensional woman, a woman who works at all aspects of her life. A world-class athlete, she was a member of the Czech Olympic ski team. She had 3 children in 7 years and oversaw design and operations for many other significant real estate projects in addition to the Plaza. She ate breakfast with my brothers and me every morning, managed our schedules with careful attention to detail. To keep your kids out of trouble, keep them busy, she loves to tell me now. And orchestrated her own schedule to maximize spending time with us. A fashion icon, the consummate hostess, and a lifelong entrepreneur, my mother is today grandma to my kids and one of my greatest sources of support. By example, she taught me to define success on my own terms, to set my own priorities, and to be true to my values. Now, as a wife, mother, and businesswoman myself, I understand that it wasn't nearly as easy for my mother as she made it look. 25 years ago, it was an unspoken sign of weakness to admit you had passions or interests outside of work, especially if you were a woman. This was a critical time historically. Table. My brothers and I were lucky, as our mother was one of the few who were able to mix work and family. Most women weren't comfortable even discussing their marriages or their kids on the job. If she was employed outside the home, a woman was expected, like her male counterparts, to put work first above all else. If she had children or wanted children, she was told she could have it all, but was never clearly shown how. As a result, some women backed away from demanding their fair share of opportunities and accolades, unclear how to best navigate their personal and professional dreams and ambitions. I've often reflected upon that trip to Patagonia, as it captured a moment in time that was truly pivotal in shaping the rest of my life. As much as I wrestled then with the decision to join my family at the Trump Organization, it turns out that that soul-searching journey led me right where I belonged. Today, I'm an executive vice president at the Trump Organization.